That was Unthinkable by Alicia Keys here on Derek Talk. Welcome to Derek Talk, guys. On this beautiful Sunday, I'm responding to an email from a Dallas, Texas woman. This woman's name is Catherine B. She is in Dallas, Texas. She wanted to know, her question to me here on Derek Talk was, did Chris Rock go too far in his latest comedy special entitled Selective Outrage, where for the last 10 minutes of the show, he basically tore into Will Smith and wife Jada Pinkett Smith regarding Jada's entanglement with recording artist and their son Jalen's friend, August Alsina. She wants to know here on Derek Talk, do I think Chris Rock went too far? And I've said this in the past and I'll say it again. I do not think Chris Rock went too far. I do not. I will flip that. I think Will Smith went too far when he assaulted Chris Rock on the Oscar stage. I think after that, all bets were off. Because it's one thing to be angered at an individual, and we have, you know, different ways that we handle, you know, anger. But I think when you physically assault someone, you take it to an entirely different level. And I think that's what Will Smith did. I think when Will Smith walked up on that stage and slapped Chris Rock, then all, you know, at this point, whatever Chris Rock would have done to retaliate is not out of line. I am applauding the fact that Chris Rock did not stoop to Will Smith's level and try to come back at him physically. I think many men would have tried to basically hurt Will Smith physically. I think his safety would have been a concern. Anytime you slap a grown man and then casually walk back to your seat and rub it in his face and say, keep my wife's name out of your mouth, you're almost like emasculating me and kind of sunning me to a certain extent. Like, look what I did, honey. I basically made him look like a less than a man in front of the entire world to defend your honor because of your reaction to his joke. I just want to look like a big man in front of my wife. But guess who I throw under the bus in order to do that? A guy that has always respected me, looked up to me, championed me, Chris Rock. So I don't think Chris Rock went too far. I think Chris Rock took the high road. I think Chris Rock took a very mature approach to the Will Smith slap. And I think anytime you can sit on a situation for an entire year, just sit on it. Don't speak on it. Remain silent. Let others chime in while you just kind of sit back. I think that takes a level of maturity. I think there were many times when Chris Rock wanted to speak out and say, that so-and-so actually smacked me at the Oscars. He better be glad I didn't have my security beat him to, you know. I mean, there's so many ways he could have handled that were out of character. But I think Chris Rock understood what he had to lose. I think he understood the environment, the setting. I think he understood that they were both at the Oscars. And retaliating physically was not on the table. So I think he had to sit on those emotions and those feelings for a long period of time. When he finally got the chance to actually speak his truth, then that's exactly what it was. It was his chance to tear into Will Smith. And so many are saying he crossed the line. I just don't see it. I don't see it. I don't think you should ever put your hands on another grown man. I think that's just out of the question. Once you put your hands on me, there's no telling what the outcome could be as a grown man because you have emasculated me. This is not the playground. This is not, you know, middle school. This is a situation where you took my lunch money and we fighting over 80 cents. I'm a grown man, an accomplished actor on an Oscar stage doing a monologue, telling jokes. And because you didn't like the joke, you assault me in front of my family, in front of my peers. No, that could have went so many different ways, man. I applaud Chris Rock. And no, to answer your question, Catherine in Dallas, Texas, I think Chris Rock handled it like a mature man. And I think many people are saying, you know, because of that, Chris Rock is the bigger man. Will Smith at this point has no other option than to kind of whine, than to kind of, you know, try to say, hey, I'm the victim here. You know, this guy made, you know, a comedy skit about myself and my wife. I'm just kind of sitting back being silent. I want people to kind of sympathize with me. I just don't think people will. And to, you know, to add to that, I don't think Will Smith's brand is intact anymore. I don't think his marketability and that name Will Smith, which used to be synonymous with multi-million dollar movies, I don't think is there anymore. I think it's tarnished. And I think he's going to have a hard time trying to rebuild that image. The movie Emancipation, his last movie, where he played a runaway slave, Peter. I think it was a fantastic movie. I actually saw it, but it did not gain any real momentum. And I think Will Smith's fans are extremely disappointed in the way that he chose to emasculate Chris Rock. That's my personal opinion. For the majority, I think that's how most people feel. I want to hear your thoughts here on Derek Talk. Did Chris Rock go too far? What is your personal opinion of, you know, selective outrage and the fact that Chris Rock tore into these guys horrifically the last 10 minutes of his comedy special? You've been locked into Derek Talk, 1:21 p.m. Have a fantastic Sunday, guys. Take care.